Today, Canadian-based Barbadian economist Carlos Fort. He shares his opinion on Barbados's latest decision to reopen its borders to tourists amidst the COVID pandemic.
Though the importance of tourism to Barbados's economic and social development cannot be overstated, any objective assessment of where Barbados is now in the fight to protect Barbadians from the menacing COVID disease suggests that the government's decision to roll out the welcome mat for extra-regional tourists on May 8th is premature. Clearly, the Motley administration has not learned from its missteps leading up to the December outbreak that led to a surge of COVID infections, deaths, strain on the healthcare system, and another mandated lockdown. Those policy and enforcement missteps ultimately cost lives and crippled the economy. It would appear that the Motley administration has a gambling problem. Once again, it is too eager to place a wager on tourism that could compromise the health, lives, and livelihood of Barbadians. Either that, or the government is not fully appraised of the science around COVID, its variants, and their approved vaccines. Some of you may be surprised to hear an economist leaning more on the side of public health imperatives rather than economic or financial interests. The reason for that is simple. A healthy population safeguarded from the COVID threat paves the way for a resurgent economy, jobs, income, and profits. The stop and start cycle of lockdowns and reopening is more damaging to the economy and more destructive to the health and wealth of the nation. I know that some of you believe that the danger of COVID is exaggerated. I recognize that some of you hold that belief despite the millions of lives lost worldwide and the millions more that have been gravely ill because of COVID. What many of you may not appreciate is that though the vast majority of people infected with COVID recover, according to a study recently published in the journal Lancet Psychiatry, 34% of COVID-19 survivors received a diagnosis for a neurological or psychological condition within 6 months of their infection. COVID-19 affects the brain and nervous system. It is not only a respiratory disease. Another study, published in the Journal of Nature Medicine, found that 1 in 3 of COVID-19 survivors suffer long-term health issues, including deteriorated mental health, loss of taste, fatigue, shortness of breath, cardiovascular illness, chronic inflammation, and multiple organ problems. I am aware that the government only intends to welcome vaccinated tourists. But here is the rub. As of April 17th, the portion of the population that received at least one vaccine dose is 48% in Britain, 38% in the United States, and 23% in Canada, Barbados's largest tourism source markets. For fully vaccinated people, those numbers drop to population shares of 14% in Britain, 24% in the United States, and 2% in Canada. Though some of those numbers may seem reasonable, there are a number of important points that must be considered. 1. On the current trajectory, the risk posed by the deadly COVID disease will only subside when at least 70% of populations become immune from the SARS-CoV-2 virus through recovery from infection or vaccines. 2. The US and Canada are not likely to reach 70% of their population vaccinated until the end of August. 3. The infectious disease experts, vaccine producers, and regulators still do not know whether the vaccines prevent people from contracting COVID or if they merely protect people from illness or hospitalization. In other words, do the vaccines make recipients asymptomatic or do they prevent infection? The implication is that people vaccinated could be COVID carriers. That is, if they have been exposed to the virus, they may be able to infect unvaccinated people. 4. The COVID variants are the X factor. Some approved vaccines do not fully protect against the South African, Brazilian, or UK variants, all of which are present in the United States and Canada. 5. The US and Canada are currently gripped in a third wave of COVID, fueled by the rapid spread of the variants. 6. In Barbados, the share of the population that received at least one vaccine dose is 23%. Of those vaccinated, the number is close to 0%. What is the key takeaway here? No one can declare with any confidence that vaccinated tourists offer Barbadians protection from the spread of COVID-19 or the introduction of new, more contagious and deadlier variants. Desperate attempts to catch at short-term tourists based on a policy of vaccinated tourists and a short quarantine are nothing more than an unadulterated gamble.
This has been Sajikor's Early Business.